shenifratz mitzidoy, the eser, a mavoi that the piritza was on the side wall. Like usually we have three walls to a mavi. If the side wall has the piritza, then it's still kosher as long as it's only less than 10 amos or 10 amos. Meiroishoy bedalad. When we have a piritza at the opening, then it's possible with dalad tefachim. This is Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav's chiddush that beroishoy it's possible even with dalad tefachim is possible beroishoy. Yeah. This is picture number 39, you have it. Or picture number 38. That Beroisha, if the entrance, there the Pirtza Dalat Tvachim ready is possible. Why? For the Mara Maishna Mitzidoi B'Yeser, how come on the side we say till 10 Amis? The Yama Pischu, it has a Shem Pesach to it, so the Roisha Nami name a Pischu. Even the Roisha, the opening, the beginning, the entrance, should also have a Shem Pesach, even though the Pirtza is more than Dalat Tvachim. If the piritza would have been on the side, would have been like the picture number 38, the piritza would have been in the middle of the entrance, it would have been kosher ad yud. They were talking about, like in picture 39, that the piritza is mamish bekeren zovis. At the corner, that's where the piritza came about. And we say, svara the pischa bekeren zovis layav the inchi. The mitzias, nobody makes a pesach at the corner. That's not a nice way, it's not a derech to people to make a Pesach there. Therefore, it has a Shem Pirtza to it. So since it has a Shem Pirtza to it, as long as it's Dalet Tvachim wide, it's possible. It's the reason why usually we say, if the hole is until 10 Amos, it's kosher, because it has a Shem Pesach, and you're allowed to have Pesachim entrances into a Movi. But it has to be a derech the way to make a Pesach. By Shengen here at the entrance or the corner, you don't make a Pesach. And that's what they spoke out, even though before we had the Gemara on, you do make a Pesach at the corner, at the Keren Zovius. So Tay's answer there was, they were talking about there was a Tzuras of Pesach. You had a mezuzah and a mashkif. If you have the mezuzah, the two side beams, and the mashkif on top, then it's a derech to make a Pesach even in the corner. But here in our case, there are no mashkifs and no mezuzahs. Just on a piritzum, it's not a derech to give it a shame Pesach if the Pesach is in the corner. Therefore, that's his halacha, that in the corner, v'dal tvachim, it's posel. Zemar of Rav Huna Omar, echod ze v'yechod ze b'yarbo. Rav Huna holds no. Anytime you have a piritz in the walls of a movi, dal tvachim, it posel the movi. Even b'tzidoy, even along the long wall, if you have a piritz, dal tvachim, it's also posel. No difference between the reishoy and tzidoy. That's not Rav Huna. The more of a chain omale, Rav Huna, Rav Chonin, ba rova. Le tiflo goloi the Rav, le tiflo goloi. Don't ding zachami. His Rav Huna is saying this is the pshat. Now before, it was Rav Chonin ba rova that said not like that. And he said over the name of Rav that a bitzidoi until 10 amos still is kosher. So Rav Huna now was telling Rav Chonin ba rova, don't think you're right. Le tiflo goloi. Don't argue on me. The Rav, I'll tell you what happened with Rav himself. As you're saying over the name of Rav, I'll tell you exactly what happened with Rav. The Rav, Rav went into the city. The Ovar Uvda Kavosi. And he made a halacha like me. Ovar Uvda means there was a mice like that. The people had a movi. And even on the side wall of the movi, there was a piritza hole there. And if the hole was more than Dalat Tvachim, Rav said it was possible. So Mazar Yafun is bringing a Rai, even Rav holds like me. That no matter where the piritz is, whether it's in the entrance, the beginning, or if it's either on the side walls, is the same halachon. More than dalat tefachim is possible. Or malay, so Rav Chonin bar Rav answered back, Avada, that's not the pshan Rav. Avada Rav holds, like I said, that bitzidoi 10 amos is still called the Pesach. Why did Rav do a maisa here? Omale Rav dika motza v'goda bogeder. Rav found a place that there were amaratzim, and he was afraid to be mekel, because if you make a little bit with them, they'll be mekel much more. So for this one place, Rav was machmer to say, if you have a piritza, even on the side wall, more than dalat tefachim, he said it was posel. But Avada, that's not the halacha. And Rashi says, dika motza, ami haratzim hoyu. There were amaratzim there. O mezalzim b'mitzvahs, they weren't nizvah in the mitzvahs. V'hichmer aleim, therefore Rav was machmer on this one city. La'asai siyog la'achikim in aveirom. Kiyodam agoy de dika prutza l'shoimer. Like somebody puts a fence around an open a pirtza. You have an opening in your fence, you gather it, you fence it up again. Here also, Rav made a pirtza, Rav made a gedder for this one city. But about all over, Zok Rav Chonin, Rav holds like he's saying, that on the side of the Movi until Telnamis, it's still called the Pesach. So the Churis Erish for Rav Huna though. Rav Huna says no, he holds that the Pesach is only till Dal Damis, till Dal Tzvochim. More than Dal Tzvochim, even on the side wall, it's not called the Pesach anymore. So Chur Rav Huna is saying for Kef in our first Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Pesach of a Movi could be wide Yud Amis. Even though it's Yud Amis wide, still a Kur and a Lechi helps. Why? Because it said a Pesach, the shear of a Pesach is until 10 Amis. That was enough in the Mishnah. So Churis Abis was Shver Rav Huna on our first Mishnah. How could Rav Huna say, if any time you have a Pirtza, more than Dalet Tzvachim, it's not called a Pesach, it's called the Pirtza, it's Mavatel the Mechitza, our first Mishnah said not like that. It said the Reuchav of 10 Amis is still called the Pesach. So we'll taste this discussion. This is Echad Zeb Echad Zeb Dalet. That's in Nifrat's Bekerns of the Nifrat's Mereisha Bekerns of the Yeah, this is Mitzidoy, the heavy bedalid, Hainu Mishum the Kamamayit the Iluchoy. It's a svara that people stop using the front entrance and they only use the side entrance now. Avakashapirza Baroshoy, Lamamayit the Iluchoy, Loishova Pischa Rab of Yava Pischa Zutra. It's even Rav is Moida, that if the entrance, at the beginning of the entrance, Avadi's masking is the side of a Pesach. If a Pesach is until Yud Amis wide, it's still called a Pesach. Rav is also masking to that. He's only saying a svara here when you have the Movi. Now the Movi, you put the Kura at the entrance to the Movi. The entrance where you come in. Now along the wall, if there was a Pirtza there, Rav's svara is, if you have a hole on the side of the wall, the pshat is, people are going to start using the entrance, the side entrance, they'll start coming in. And they'll leave over the front entrance. So nobody's going to use the front entrance. Therefore, the Kura on top of the front entrance is like bottle. Nobody uses that Pesach. Hey, that's Rav Svaral. Rav Svaral is, you have a Pirtz on the side, people will leave over the front entrance and use the side entrance. That's why it's bottle the Shem Pesach to the beginning. But Avada, a regular case of a Movi, we only have one entrance at the entrance to the Movi, Rav is also Moida. There's a sheer Pesach, Yud Amis wide. It's only possible if it's more than Yud Amis. But until Yud Amis, that's the side of the Pesach. Here, Rav is saying a svara that people will leave over the front entrance and go on the side entrance if there'll be a pirtza here more than Dalet Tzvachim. So the kif is a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, if on the side wall of a Movi, if you have a pirtza more than Yud Tzvachim, is it possible or not? So tomorrow's going to bring that raya. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Nachmin, Rav Yitzchak, Kavoset, Rav Huna, Mistavra. I'll bring your raya to Rav Huna. That on the side wall of a Movi, if you have a hole more than Dalet Tzvachim, it's possible. What is it possible? That you can't use the first Kura and Lechi of that matter. The Itmar, Movi Okum. You have a Movi, a crooked Movi. Rashi has a picture here, that you have a Movi, instead of going straight, it goes up and across. That's called a Movi Okum. He has a better picture, picture 41, page number 7. It's called a Movi Okum. There's a Rishus Rabbim on both sides, and the Movi goes in and then comes out again. That's called the Movi Yokum. Yeah. So really from this Movi you could walk in, make a right turn, and come out through Shusha Rav again. Now what then does this Movi Yokum have? Yitma Movi Yokum. Rav Oma Tarosa Kimafulish. Rav holds that in the inner corner of the Movi it's called Kimafulish. This is called like one big Movi that's open on this side through Shusha Rabin, and the other side is open through Shusha Rabin. So how's the shame Movi Mafulish? An open Movi, both sides of the Movi, is open to Rishus Rabin. Ushmul Amano, Tarosik Esosim. This Movi is called like a Sosim. Hey, the Movi at the end is called a dead end street, the other end, and it's only open to this side of Rishus Rabin. And who had in the other Movi is the same way. The other Movi is only open on one side of Rishus Rabin, the other side is called Kesosim. That's what Shmuel holds. Hey, Shmuel Amma, Tarosik Esosim. So, Rashi. Toirosoi Kimafulis, addressed before, Movi Okum, Ushnei Psoch of Rishus Rabin. Both entrances are open to the Rishus Rabin, just the middle is crooked. Is Toirosoi Kimafulis, Rab holds it like an open Movi. Or Movi Yamafulis Rishus Rabin, has a regular Movi Mafulis, means like in picture of 43. A regular Movi Mafulish means there's a Movi, and then on both sides of the Movi is Rishus Rabin. And the Movi, Mamish opens up both sides for Rishus Rabin. That's a real Movi Mafulish. picture 42. Picture 42 is a real Mavi Mefulish. So Rav holds our case is also like a Mavi Mefulish. Now, the din of a Mavi Mefulish, L'Rishus Rabbim, Sorech Tzurech Pesach Mikan. On a Mavi Mefulish, you can't just use a Lechi. You have to put a Tzurech Pesach on one side. For Lechi, a Kerem Mikan. On the other side, you could use a Kerem or a Lechi, but one side needs a real Tzurech Pesach to Mavatel the shame opening, and the other side is enough a Kerem or Lechi. Is Av Zed Tzorech L'Shnei Tzochit, L'Tzad Rishus Rabbim, Lechi L'Cho Ruach. So Rav holds here also, and needs on both sides, Tzurech HaPesach. Or it needs a Lechi on both sides. Uveach Mumisoi, in the middle, where it makes the corner, where it makes the turn, Tzurech HaPesach. This is Rashi's first Shita. That this has a shame, Mavi Mefulish now. So you have to have a Tzurech HaPesach. Where do you put the Tzurech HaPesach? Rashi says a Chiddush, in the corner. Mamish in the corner, in that turn, on the turn of the corner, that's where you put the Tzurech HaPesach. So you have a Tzurech HaPesach, one Tzurech HaPesach helps for both Mavis. So both Mavis, all they need is just a Kaira on the other end. That's all, that's Pshat according to Rav. Is Avzeb, Sarach L'Shnei Pesach V'Tzad V'Shus Rabim Lechi L'Cho Ruach. In the Lechi on each side, or the Akbimis side, Mamish in the corner, in the middle, Sarach Tzurech HaPesach. There you put the Tzurech HaPesach. The Pilesh or Mefulish L'Chaberai, Hevig Mefulish L'Shus Rabim. Since they're opened up one to the other, it's considered a din of a Mavi Mefulish, that you need a Tzurech HaPesach. So Rav says the Chiddush here, according to Rashi's first chapter, you put the Tzurech HaPesach Mamish in the corner here, and that's the Tzurech HaPesach for both Mavis. So each Mavi now blives like a Mavi of Einer Mefulish, because the Tzurech HaPesach is like a Mechitza. So all you need at both ends, to the Rishos Rabin, a Kaira on each end. Thus out Rav. Shmuel says no. They talk about it, because then on the other Mavi you don't see the Tzurech HaPesach. According to this pshat would be, you have to see the Tzurech, both Mavis have to see it. If the other Tzurech HaPesach on one side and the other Mavi you wouldn't see the Tzurech HaPesach, it wouldn't be good. You need another Tzurech HaPesach for the other one. We'll soon see. The second pshat Rashi is like you're saying. But the first pshat by place, you have to be able to see the Tzurech HaPesach in both sides. Right. And Shmuel says, no, Terosve Kisosim. Shmuel said, Alachri is Terosve Kisosim. The Ein Sarech Biakmamisai Klum. So he holds, no, in the corner you don't need anything. Elo Elu Oisin Lechi Lepischon. The Elu Oisin Lechi Lepischon. Each Mavi is like a separate Mavi by itself, and each Mavi is Kisosim. So all you need is just a Kairu or a Lechi at each entrance. That's all. Le Matsuchin and Tzuras HaPesach. Elo Lepsochim Amufaloshin. Zek Kineged Zelu Shus Rabim. You only need a Tzurech HaPesach, according to Shmuel, a real Mavi Mefulish, like picture 42, where the Imamish open up both sides. But here you look at each Mavi by itself. Each Mavi by itself is closed at the corner. All it has is just a Pirtza at the end. Hey, each Mavi look as if just there's a Pirtza to the end here. That's all. That's how Shmuel. So the Gemara B'maya Skinen, what are we talking about now? Ilayma B'yaisam Yeser, if you want to stay at the corner here, how wide is the entrance at the corner? The Akmimisai, like how spread out is the pathway at the corner? If you want to say B'yaisem Yeser, it's more than 10 amis wide. Is B'holei Mishmul Terosei Kisosim? Can Shmuel say then that Terosei Kisosim Habadik can't be Kisosim here? If at the corner the Akmimisai is wider than 10 amis, so how could you say look at each mavi by itself? And all you have then at the end is just a pirtza. If the pirtza is more than 10 amis, avadim, it's not called a pesach. It's called a pirtza. It's called parrots. It's called open up into the next movi. How can it be called kisosim? It's the only way to give it a shem kisosim if the movi at the end, you look as if it's less than 10 amis to the wall. So then it's a pirtza, like a pesach, less than 10 amis. So it's called kisosim. It just has a pesach there. But if you tell me now at the end here, it's wider than 10 amis, that zikha not called a pesach, that should be called a pirtza. Savad is called kimafulish. How could Shmuel at all say it's called kisosim? El olav b'yeser. Avad, we have to be talking about dakmimisai in the corner turn, it's less than 10 amis wide. It's each way, it's less than 10 amis. It's each movi, the opening to the next movi is less than 10 amis. Yeah? And still, okoma rav terosa kimafulish. And still Rav says that this movi is called kimafulish. It is the kasha. Since each Mavi, the opening here is less than 10 amis, so less than 10 amis, it should be called a Pesach. So it should be called like a movi sosim, just as a Pesach at the end. And we're saying now, like according to Rav Chanan, Pesachim don't tassel unless it's tzidei b'yeser. It has to be more than 10 amos. So from here we're bringing a raya. Even though the opening here is less than 10 amos, still is called kumafulish according to Rav. So you see Rav Shita is, the way Rav Huna says, that a pirtza on the side of the walls of a movi, more than dalas fochim, makes it into a pirtza. Mela, it's not called kisosim, it's not called closed there, it's called open up in the corner. So mela, since it's an opening there, both movies open one into the other, it looks as if it's a movi mafulish. So her it's a raya to Rav Huna and a kashang Rav Chanan. Alma, the mar pirtzas movi, mitzidoi, pedalit. As once you see that less than Yud Amis is possible, it's Mestavra, the next shear always is, Dalat Tzvachim. So Chur Tzaraya Tzarav, that a Mavri on the side of Pirtza more than Dalat Tzvachim is called a Pirtza, it's not called a Pesach anymore. And a male the Din is, it's called a Mavri, a Mefulish, it's called an open Mavri, it's no good. And the Gemara, for Rav Chonin Barova, Shani Hosom, the Kobaki Bu Rabin. As Rav Chonin says a big Chilakia, when do we say that if you have a piercing opening on the side wall of the Movi, even though it's up until Yidamis, it's called the Pesach, that's where Rabim don't go through that piercing. Or Rabim don't go through it. But here's the aside that Osi Rabim Mavato Mechitzes. If you have a Rabim going through this piercing, the Rabim can be Mavato the Mechitzes. So we hear like this Movi. Since the Movi is opened up one to the other, Lamaisa people from the Shusha Rabim here make a shortcut, and they go into this movie, make a left turn, come to the next movie, and go back to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Rabbim is walking through this movie. So since the Rabbim walked through this end pirtza, the Rabbim is mevatel the pirtza. It's when do I say that until Yudamis is called the Pesach? That's why I don't have a Rabbim going through it. L'mashal in a chotzer, or a regular chotzer, you don't have a Rabbim going through it. Then we say until Yudamis is called the Pesach. But here, by a movi, which is mefulish, where the movi is okum, that the rabbin goes through it, here even Rav Chanan is masking the seloshin, the koboki b'rabbin, that the rabbin goes through and the rabbin break the pirtza, break the mechitza. So at the Gemara, or the Zoy, mechlal the Rav Huna, sover, afagav the loiboki b'rabbin. If you tell me now that Rav Chanan is masking, that when the rabbin walks through this hole, walks through the Pesach, then once it's more than dalat fochim, it the rabbin passed the pirtza. So the Zohar, where's the machlekes then between Rav Huna and Rav Chanan? You have to tell me in a case where the rabbin do not go through the Pesach. Or the Zohar, it's fair Rav Huna. You can tell me Rav Huna holds even in a case where the rabbin do not go through, still more than dalat fochim is called the pirtza. That's Rav Huna Shita. For the Gemara of the Zohar, maishna mid ravami v'rabasi. How can Rav Huna, how could he say different than Rabbami and Rabasi? We had the Braisa before. That before Rabbami and Rabasi said, that if you have on the side of the Movi, as long as the beginning of the Movi, there's a pass of Dalat Tzvachim left over, further in, even till Yudamis, is still kosher. That was Rabbami's halacha. We had the back before, on picture number 26, we had. That was Rabbami's halacha, page 4, picture 26. That as long as the beginning near the Kaira, there was Dalat Tzvachim left over of the wall, so Rami said though, even though next to it is a big pirtza, a big hole, as long as it's Dal Damis, not more, still it's kosher. So Chur Rami, they're before Rav Huna, they both said that on the side pirtza, even though it's Yudamis, still it's kosher. So it's a kasha, how could Rav Huna be on them? Now it's saying Rav Huna is going head on them and saying no. Even though we say now the Rabin does not come in through this pirtza, still Rav Huna holds. On the side of a Mavui, if the pirtz is more than Dalat Tzvachim, it's possible. So the Lachur has faketz from Ravami. Ravami said no, on the side wall, as long as you first have Dalat Tzvachim left over, on the side wall the pirtz could be told Yudamis. So how could Rav Huna dinzach on Ravami and Ravasi? And the Gemara, I'll tell you, Hosam Dika Gidudi. I'll tell you, according to Rav Huna, he learns pshat in Ravami and Ravasi that when there was a pirtza on the side wall that we say until tel amis, it's still kosher, the pshat is not the whole wall got knocked down to the floor. On the bottom of the floor, there was still a little bit of stump still there. The stumps of the wall were still there. They're still gidudi. That means the bottom part of the wall was still there. So that's the svara the rabbin don't go through it so much. So since there's a little bit there, something to mark them from going through, there Rav Huna is also masking that it's called a Pesach. Until Yudamis is still called the Pesach. When does Rav say that on the side wall it's B'dala Tvachim, it's called the Pirtzum, that's where there's nothing on the floor. In other words, the wall was cracked through the Gamri. So even though the Rabbim are not walking through, but since it's Roy for the Rabbim to walk through, according to Rav Huna, that's Mavato, the Shem Pesach. And according to Rav Huna, it depends. If there's Gedudim, some stumps on the floor, so that makes it, it's not Roy for the Rabbim to go through. So maybe it's not Mavato, the Shem Pesach, until Yudamis. Mashenkin, where there's no stumps at all on the floor, you could walk through, even though the Rabbin Lamais is not walking through. We're talking about Loi Biki Barabin, but since it's Ro, it's possible for the Rabbin to walk through, Rav Huna holds, it's called a Pirtza, more than Yud, more than Dalat Fochim. So Rashi, Hosam Diki Gedudi, Shenishtayim Mina Koiso B'Yisoid Gimel Dalat Fochim. It's the bottom of the wall, still something there. There's still the bottom gimel of dalat tefachim is still there. Goyva kol penei apirtza, long no pirtza. Sheinam noichal avrabo. The middle of the rabbin, people can't walk through. You have to pick your feet up and jump over the floor. So there Rav Ami said, until Yudamis, it's called a Pesach. Mashenken hocha, Rav Huna says, no, where dalat tefachim alone makes a hole, it's possible, is the asrin and anor, but the leki gedudi. Gedudi loshen sofa, a rin. Like there's no rin, there's nothing left over from the wall at all. So the wall mamish was knocked down to the floor. So since it's row, it's possible that the rabbin could walk through it. According to Rav Huna, that's mavato the shem pesach. That's out Rav Huna. Yeah. So the ma'is l'alocha, though, we don't hold like Rav Huna, we hold like Rav Chonin. That is always, the piritza is always yud amis we hold. Yud amis is always called the pesach. More than yud amis is possible. And the only time we say dalit is no good is only be keren zovius. At the Gemara Svara, that people don't make a Pesach on a Keren Zovius, like picture 39. That's the only time it's possible halacha. But Kol Zaman, the Pirtz is not in a Keren Zovius, we always hold, like Rav Chanan holds, that a Pirtz is always until Yudamis, is always still called a Pesach. Now let's start a new sugi now. Gemara, Tana Rabbonin. Keitzad ma'avin derech reshusa rabin. So the Havimimimimimimim is, you mamish have a real reshusa rabin. How could you make an error to be able to carry in the reshusa rabin? Ketzad Marvin Derech Rishus Rabin is Oysed Tanakama holds Oysed Surah Sapesach Mikan at one side, let's say Wilshar. You want to be able to make an error through Wilshar to be able to carry. So one side of Wilshar you have to put up a Surah Sapesach Mikan. The Lechi Vikuri Mikan. So the other side of Wilshar, what you got to do is just put up a Lechi Vikuri. That's the Tanakama. Chananya Dinzach on Tanakama says you need more than just a Surah Sapesach when you have a Rishus Rabin. That Beis Shammai Yemin, Oysed Delis Mikan, Fidelis Mikan. You have to have mamish two delosim. You need one delos on one side of the street, and one delos on the other side of the street. Whichever part you want to carry through, you have to put two doors up. Since you have a Rishus Rabin there walking through, the klal is Osir Rabin Movato Mechitzes. He says, it's not enough just to put a Tzuras HaPesach. They just put a Tzuras HaPesach up. The svar is, when the Rabin walks through, or Surah Sapesach, we hold also rather than Mubato Mechitzes. They're Mubato the Mechitza. So Mechitzes of Surah Sapesach doesn't help when you have a Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, walking through there. So what's the Yetzim? You have to put a Delos on one side and a Delos on the other side. Since you have a door is like stops the Rabbim from going through. So we don't see as if the Rabbim is walking through. So then we say the Rabbim is not Mubato the Mechitzes. Agav, there's a Machlekes, and Tosanta Machlekes, the Chazonish, and the Yavne Nezim. The Chazonish learns the. Let's see some pictures here. Moshe here, picture 54 on page 9. This is a picture of Yerushalayim, like we'll soon see. Yerushalayim was a Rishus Rabin, and here's the Derech, Mamash, goes straight through Yerushalayim. It's called the Rishus Rabin, this Derech. So if you want to make an Erev to be able to carry over this street through the Rishus Rabin, you have to put a Delis on this side, like picture 56. You have to put a Delis on one side of the entrance, and then a Delis on the other side of the entrance. Mamash, picture 56. See how the picture like the Chazonish. The Chazonish learns that Avazi you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach also. A Delos without a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. But you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach, like picture 55. You have to have a Lechi going up one side, Lechi on the other side, and a Kori going across. So it has a shame, Mechitza. Now the Klal is, Mechitza by itself doesn't help, because it says the Svara also Rabbim Mavato Mechitza. Since the Rishus Rabbim, the people are walking through this Mechitza, they break the Mechitza. What does the Delos help? If you put a Delos there, Delos is just a swear to say the Rabbin can't walk through here. It's like something stopping the Rabbin to walk through. So since you stop the Rabbin to walk through, the Mela, what's the matter? The Tzuras HaPesach. But Avadi, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach with the Delos. That's the Chazon HaShishita. The Tzuras, the Delos just two Zayt, and now we don't see the Rabbin walking through. So what is the matter though? The matter is the Tzuras HaPesach. The Yabdanezer learns no. He learns that Delos by itself is a matter, even without a Tzuras HaPesach. A Delos by itself, even without a Tzuras HaPesach, is a matter. Even though when it's open, still it's a matter. The chaps a big nafkimin amol, the mashal the kailul here. The big nafkimin amol in your backyard, depends. Let's say you have an alleyway. And the front of the alleyway, you have a swing open door. You have like a gate, that the door swings open. So Meister, when the door is when open, there's no four mechitzes. It should be us at the Kali in the alleyway. Because all you have them is just three mechitzes around the alleyway. So fourth mechitzes is this door, is the gate. Now when the gate is open, the chur, there's no Pesach there. So according to Chazon Ish, that would be us at the Kali then. Because Namala gate, the most at the Kailu's gate out here, the sliding gate. When you slide it all the way back, there's nothing there. Or we have a Tzuras HaPesach there also. But take away the Tzuras HaPesach, just with the gate itself. When you close the gate, that door, that wall is open all the way. So it'll be also carry in there according to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish learns the fact you have a Delos by itself is nothing. A Delos is only a Svar, it stops the Rabbim from going through. But what's the real matter? You need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Adonazah learns no. He learns that once you have a Delos there, even though the Delos is all the way open, but since it could be closed, that's also like called a Mechitza. A Delos also has a Shein Mechitza to it. And a Delos is a better Mechitza. Even the Rabbim can't break through the Delos. So the Nafkamina, a lot of times in the alleyways, when you have the front gate that could be opened all the way, according to the Avnei Nezer, you'd be allowed to carry in there even when the gates are open. And according to Chazon Ish, you'd only be allowed to carry in the alleyway when the gates are closed. Because when the gates swing open and there's no Tzuras HaPesach there, there's a Pirtza, there's no Mechitza there. Good. How do you take care of Shas Rab? You have to have picture 56, a Delos on one side, a Delos on the other side. When you go in and out, you always have to keep the door closed. Basil holds no, it's enough to have a Delos on one side of the Rishus Rabin. One Delos is enough to Mavatol the Rishus Rabin. It's not called the Rabin go through here anymore. So Mela, all you need now on the other side is just a lechi v'kayra. Hey, one delus makes it like a mavi mafulish, like a mavi sosum. One delus breaks the shame with Shusar Rabin. The other side has a shame mavi now. All you need is just a kayra v'lechi on the other side. Thus out Chananya. Rashi. Rishus Rabin, Rashi learns here, what's the shayla ketzim arvin derech Rishus Rabin? Rashi learns, mashmeh, interesting, this is the famous Rashi, mashmeh rochov sheish asoro ama. It has to be wide, 16 amis. The ear, shemetsuyim bo shishim ribuya. This is Rashi Shita, the famous Shita, a lot of Erevin Seimachon, that what makes up Rishus Rabin? Only if you have 600,000 people going through that city, or going through that street. That makes up Rishus Rabin. But if you have less than 600,000 people using that street, it's not called Rishus Rabin. That's Rashi Shita. The Ein Bo Chaim, it doesn't have a wall around it. Shur Rishus Rabin Shalom. And also, Mechuvin Mishal L'Shar. The streets have to be like straight across, like picture 54. It's a straight road down. She ain't a foolish. Daim L'Digbe Midbar. That's the way it was in the Midbar. They walked down a straight road. So by the some say Mamash has another hefter where we don't have a Rishus Rabin today, all our streets are a little bit crooked. It's not Mamash a straight road like it says here. But I think what Moshe says, that's not Pshat, because Avad in Yerushalayim will soon see what's called the Rishus Rabin. The street through Rishus Rabin also was a Mamash at this picture, going straight through. You can Mamash see like shoot an arrow straight down. Avad is Mestavel, look at the Alta Shtot now, the streets are also a little bit crooked. So doesn't Mamash mean Mechuvin, means it has to be like a straight arrow straight down the road, you can see the road straight. Just means you can walk straight and straight down this road. Like Mulshar, you could go straight and straight down Mulshar, that would also be called Mechuvin. Yeah. What? That's also a shayla. Moshe holds there be there 600,000 people in that city using the streets, it's called Rishus Rabin. Moshe has a chumah de geshita, yeah. Yeah. That's why Moshe doesn't like Arabs that come out any place. What? No, if you have 600,000 people living in one city and they have access, they use the streets there, so the streets there then are called Rishus Rabin. According to Ramesh, like L.A. is called Rishus Rabin. Yeah, right? Tzuras HaPesach Mikan B'Roish HaYechud V'lechi V'kor B'Soifir. Yeah. So this is the Machlek, it's Chananya and Tanakama. Zoti Gemara. So the Gemara, for Rishus Rabin Mimarva, is that true? That if you have a real Rishus Rabin, you could make an error, you could do something to make a letter carry in it, for a time you will learn. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a bigger chiddush. Shrashi says there that in Shabbos on the Gemara's later we'll see Rabbi Yehuda's sheet there is that with two walls is called Rishus HaYochid already. So he says, let's say you have a bridge going over Rishus HaRabin. So about the bridge is like a flat piece. You say good asik on Pitikra Yerud on both sides comes down. So like you have a mechitzah on this side, a mechitzah on this side. You have two walls. You're allowed to carry under there. It's not called Rishus HaRabin. That's what he's talking about there. What's Nagaya to us is yes, Rakein. Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger Kiddush. Yes, Rakein, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rakein.